This is Morning Edition on KUAR 89.1. I'm Michael Heplin. A marker will be unveiled today at noon, honoring one of 12 black men convicted in what's considered to be the biggest racial uprising in Arkansas. The Elaine massacre began during a union meeting in September 1919. About 100 black sharecroppers were organizing to get better pay for their cotton. A white sheriff's deputy was killed and another man wounded. A responding posse the next day killed a large number of black men, women, and children. It's unknown how many, but estimated to be anywhere from 100 to 237. 12 black men would be convicted in the deaths of 5 white men and sentenced to be executed. The case would eventually be overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, and they were set free. One of the men, a World War I veteran, will be posthumously honored today. UA Little Rock history professor Brian Mitchell has been leading the research.
We will be placing a marker at the National Cemetery in Little Rock for Frank Moore of the Moore versus Dempsey case, the namesake of the Elaine case that goes to the Supreme Court. We were able to find his remains, and it turns out he was right here in Little Rock.
The marker will be the 10th unveiled by the Arkansas Division of Arkansas Heritage to memorialize victims of racial violence in the state. Dr. Mitchell spoke with me about his work, which eventually led to passage of a bill in Congress.
When I came on board as a full-time faculty, one of the things I pledged I would do was really try to bring history alive for my students and have them participate in projects that enabled them to be on the forefront, the cutting edge of what's going on in history, make meaningful discoveries. And as we got closer to the Elaine massacre centennial, we began looking at big questions that remained about Elaine. Who were the victims? What actually happened? Did people know about the Farmers Union before the massacre? And to my surprise, we were able to fill in lots of gaps that existed in the historical record. One of these gaps involved the Johnston brothers, four brothers who were killed during the Elaine massacre, but just following the Hoop Spur incident.
And what was the congressional component of this?
Well, in finding out more about the four brothers, we discovered that the youngest brother had just returned from World War I and had fought quite valiantly with the Harlem Hellfighters. In fact, he was a bugler, and many historians attribute the musicians of the Harlem Hellfighters to bringing jazz to Europe. So he was this very integral, the first American fighting unit in Europe, and the longest American fighting force on the front in World War I. We discovered that in his records, quite blatantly, his service had been downgraded, particularly the idea that he was wounded in battle twice had been removed from the record quite purposefully. I mean, it's very obvious that they typed over it. So we began a campaign to get those medals awarded to his ancestors and found out that this may not have been an uncommon occurrence. French Hill's office was able to get us to this, you know, the Department of Defense, get the applications done for the medals, and help us award those medals to the descendants of Leroy Johnston. But he became very, very puzzled about how often this occurred. You know, it seemed so blatant. He said, well, could we go back and look and find others that this has happened to? And, you know, would that be meaningful? And I replied, yeah, that would be substantially meaningful, not only to those families, but in correcting a historical record. And it became a House resolution and then became law on December 20th.
To get some medals of valor?
Yes, medals of valor that for people who had, particularly those who had served and been wounded. There were several awarded so far to Leroy Johnston's family, but the new law establishes a commission that will review all existing World War I records for African Americans. I must add a caveat, however. In 1974, there was a major fire at the St. Louis archives, and many of the records were lost. So you have to actually go to the muster rolls and look at day by day their service to ascertain, you know, who was in the hospital, what happened to them. So it's really a daily accounting by the officers that are in the field of what's going on a day-by-day basis. So you can imagine this quite tedious thing. There were over 200,000 troops that served in Europe. So this could be a substantial project. And the formation of the commission hasn't started yet. I'm really hoping that I get an invite to be on the commission and do that type of work again. It was fun.
Dr. Brian Mitchell, Assistant Professor of History here at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.
This is KUAR 89.1.